The new prison is being built on Wyoming's eastern plains at Torrington. That means 350 new jobs, mostly as correctional officers, according to Brenda Reedy, the recruiting director for Wyoming's Department of Corrections. She says it makes sense to recruit people who've lost jobs in manufacturing.
You know, a 12-hour shift, working through that, and then, you know, reporting to your supervisor what's going on. Those are transferable skills. And just those communication skills. I mean, when you're working in a factory, you have to have good communication with your team for everybody to stay safe. And that's what we also need in a prison.
Wyoming is one of the few states unscathed by recent financial troubles that have hit hard in places like Janesville, where the General Motors plant is closing. Wyoming sits on a reserve of natural gas and other energy resources, which means the state will actually have a budget surplus. Recruiters from Wyoming were in River Falls last week at a job fair and stayed for an extra day because of a large response from the community. Reedy says working in a prison isn't for everyone, but she thinks people from Wisconsin would appreciate Wyoming's hunting and fishing culture.
The great thing about Wyoming is our population is right around 500,000 people, yet we're the ninth largest state. So we've got a lot of wide open spaces where you can go out and kind of just be out on your own in the wilderness if you want to. It's not a whole lot of overcrowding.
The Torrington prison opens in 2010, but training begins next June. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.